This is Encounters, a dialogue that brings you multifaceted life stories you don't want to miss.
I think woman is always right. We never feel wrong for anything. So it's not our fault. Of course, everyone knows. Every month, you need it. You need a hygiene product. I just think because all those lists is compiled by men and they don't even think about that in the beginning. But afterwards, we can see their own hospital or their own institute send the sanitary products, the hygiene products to those female workers. But for other girls, I don't know. I don't know whether they just believed I won't be better than boys forever in whole life. But if in an ideal world, in an equal world, we don't need to do better than anyone. We just do whatever we want and what we interest. We don't need to prove ourselves for anyone. For women, I just want to say, for every girl, just be confident. You are good. And for men, just start listening. Stop thinking you are the best in the world. I think every single man, they think they are the best person in this world. But every girl will think, I'm not good enough. Any single second we are thinking about, I'm not good enough. But okay, if they can mix a little bit, this will be a perfect world. But yeah, so the thing we want to do is just mix this a little bit. The girl to be more confident and the boys start to care a little bit about the surrounding people.
Hello and welcome to Encounters. I'm your host, Man Ling. In today's program, I am continuing my conversation with Lei Di. She's one of the volunteers who helped get Wuhan back on its feet after it was hit hard by the COVID-19 outbreak. Among the 42,000 medical workers supporting Hubei province, more than half of them are women. In the early days of the lockdown of the provincial capital Wuhan, all kinds of essential supplies were organized for medics. But traditional conservative views about women's health meant that some essentials were neglected. But soon, a volunteer team called Stand By Her emerged. When Lei Di learned about the difficulties Wuhan's female medical workers were facing, she joined the team of volunteers without hesitation, so she could lend a hand.
Can you share with us the most unforgettable moment you experienced?
Okay, maybe one. I joined the Stand By Her organization on beginning of February, and I need to deliver the sanitary pads for the female workers. And one of them is delivered to one hospital. She asked for quite a large number. And later, she said, well, I only need 1/10 of that. I always feel strange. Why? But I still go to deliver. And when I meet her, she's such a small lady. Okay. And but she wear a really big protective suit. And so she has to use the tape to fix because it's just too big, too oversized. I think she said that's the smallest she can find at the day. And so she never can get a fitted suit. And she just finished her job from Lei Shenshan. She's from another hospital. And she explained to me why she reduced the number. Is because she asked our size, because our Stand By Her organization is mostly 98% are girls. So when we purchase all those things, we think about the size. We think, well, girls, mostly they need small size or medium size. So mostly we purchase smaller size. And she says, the one day before our delivery, their hospital received a large donation from manufacturer. But most of that, they are really big sizes. So she cannot use any. So she asked for all those products is for her and all her small size people.
Yeah. Small size people. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the time, I realized her work is hard. she working 4 hours and she has to drive by herself, and she never can find a fitted suit, even for the sanitary pad. And then more surprised me is I can hear from her voice, she is so energetic. She keep receiving phone calls. She say because she's a nurse from a famous hospital, so if she ask more donations, people normally will donate it to her. So under her name, she receives more than hundreds of donations. But it's not for her. She help all other workers who cannot have any donations, but they still need the supplies. And she didn't know how to use the Excel sheets properly. At the day, she contacts our organization. So one of our members teach her how to use Excel till very late. And she said in her off day, she also helped her local people who cannot go out, who do not have any delivery methods, who just don't know how to use a smartphone to buy daily products.
You felt for her, right?
Yeah.
And do you have anything else that shocked you? Actually, I want you to mention, you know, how men do not understand the needs of women, which shocked you. Some would say, wow, you know, try to give us the detail.
Oh, that's okay. It's our teammate. The first time we have our first deliver is another food truck. And they were amazed. They say, well, you can use that for a year. I say, what are you talking about? It's not even enough for one big hospital in Wuhan for all female workers. They use for a month. They don't believe it. So I told them how many you need per day and how long it will last. So I did the calculation for them. And then they say, oh, I thought one woman only need one sanitary pad for each month. They really didn't know.
This is the basic need for every mature woman, right?
Yes.
But why it was not on the list of supplies at the very beginning? What was the reason, according to you?
I just think because all those lists is compiled by men, and they don't even think about that in the beginning. But afterwards, we can see their own hospital or their own institute send the sanitary products, the hygiene products to those female workers.
But do you think this is the culture thing, or it's whose fault? It's our own fault because we didn't make our voices loud enough for men to hear us? Or it's men's fault that they never really care about women's needs?
I think women is always right. We never be wrong for anything. So it's not our fault. Of course, everyone knows. Every month you need it. You need a hygiene product. But old men, they just refuse to think about that. Or they think, well, you should take care of yourself. But when they depart, I ask of my friends, they say, maybe the one night before they will receive the noticing to tell them tomorrow morning you are on the flight to fly to Wuhan. So they do not have enough time. And they didn't know they will stay in Wuhan for 3 months. That's the main problem, because I know some other out of the province hospital, they brought the supplies for 1 month, but after 1 month, they run out of their supplies.
So women, we ourselves, we think we have already taken good care of us and to prepare, bring as many as possible. But this pandemic, this seal down is much longer prolonged.
Yes.
And then usually men would never really take care of us in a way.
But yeah. And what makes me more angry is when you wear the protective gear, you cannot go to the bathroom as well. So a lot of doctors, they have to, from they put on to took off, maybe it's 8 hours, including the queuing time. They have the queue to take it off. So all those men, they took the supplies from women, all the hygiene products, they use it as for their own use.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you think men are being
selfish? And I caught them. I caught them in video.
You caught them?
Yes.
And have they been punished?
I don't think so. I don't think so. We released all that news. We mentioned with hospital in Weibo, and we received a lot of direct message say, please delete it. It's from that hospital.
But that means that men at that time, you know, male hospitals or medical workers, they also need something like that because they have no time to go to toilet or whatever. But a hygiene product is different from that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
It's different from a
diaper. It's more expensive, at least.
Yeah, I know.
We spend a lot. It's
a hygiene. It's more costly. It's not a diaper.
Yeah, but according to our survey, it feels much better if you wear that. It's more comfortable than diaper. I think maybe that's the reason why
they wanted. Wow,
actually,
interesting, yes. Interesting. So this is something unforgettable. Let's talk about going back to women's needs have been neglected at the very beginning, but later, mm-hmm. right, it's improved. Mm-hmm. Do you think there is a deeper sort of issue involved? Because like worldwide, we have Me Too movement. People are extremely sensitive to gender equality. Do you think here in China, as a young girl, you feel that women are being discriminated by the general society or men especially? Do you have this strong feeling?
Yeah.
In what way?
You cannot freely express yourself. For example, let's say online first, if you say something in Weibo to say as a girl, I think blah, 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 and people will attack you as, oh, you are feminism. A lot of my friends, including me, has been attacked before.
Yeah, give me a very specific example. What did you say to make people attack you?
For example, just during the Stand By Her project, we keep calling to say women are in need. All those doctors, nurses, they aside from the protective equipment, they also need hygiene products. And we keep saying because we want the hygiene products to be listed into the country level supplies.
Supply line, right?
Yeah, the supply line. And then later, there are lots of boys, I think. I hope they're only young boys to say, you speak too much. Why you say that every day? What else you want?
These people think that women like you, you know, Stand By Her movement is making too loud your needs.
Yeah.
And how does this happen? I mean, are you making too much noises?
Never.
Yeah, not really. Okay, let's do not talk about this COVID-19. Mm-hmm. But you grew up in a family, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you studied in Wuhan schools.
Mm-hmm.
And your life is closely related with every corner, every detail of the city. Do you feel as a woman when you were little and until now, you're 27, you've been treated differently?
Yeah, I think every girl, they heard a line when they are in high school to say, well, you are good at the beginning, like the first grade in high school. And mm-hmm. then, but later, all the boys will surpass you. Everyone heard it before.
Okay, it's assumed that boys will definitely surpass girls in study.
Yeah, in study, in high school.
That's judgmental.
Every girl knows that. I don't know why, but I think every teacher from high school, they are just being trained to say that to every girl in high school, you won't be better than boys.
How did you take it? You think, okay, yeah?
I don't feel anything about that because I don't believe you.
Okay.
For me, that because I don't, naturally, I won't believe in what you say. That's why I'm studying in academic. I think I'm quite suited for it. But for other girls, I don't know. I don't know whether they just believed I won't be better than boys forever mm-hmm. in whole life.
Okay. Most girls maybe just take it. But you are different. But did you do anything to defend yourself? Or to
just do better than boys.
Okay.
But
you
actually,
compete.
But if in an ideal world, in a equal world, we don't need to do mm-hmm. better than anyone. We just do whatever we want and what we interest. We don't need to prove ourselves for anyone.
So if there is gender discrimination, that means every woman have to make more efforts to prove themselves, right? That's
yes.
the situation. And within the family, do you think who holds a higher, you know, family status, your mom or your dad? Are there any competitions between the two? Because they represent two different genders. One is man, the other is a woman.
Yeah, that's why they keep arguing, because both of them want to take in charge. Yeah.
But do you think your dad looks down upon your mom?
I won't take it personally, or I don't know, because sometimes it's very hard to say. They have been lived together for so many years. So for that kind of relationship, it's very hard to tell gender and the person apart, mm-hmm. because they just live together for too long. Between strangers, I think it's easier, because you know nothing about that people or of that person. So the first thing you know is a male or female, what she or he looks like, what she or he wears. Okay. So that's the first only thing that you can have. And it's easier to have that stereotype.
I understand your point.
Yeah.
But do you think who's the major decision-making person in your home?
Maybe mom, maybe.
Maybe. What I want to say is that actually within the Chinese families, women are not that enjoys much lower sort of social status. Because before New China was founded, it definitely, mm-hmm. women could only stay in the kitchen to eat, not being equally treated. But now, you know, in New China, things are quite different.
But even now, in some parts of China, even just a few days ago, I read in Weibo, they say if they back to the family, mm-hmm. all their girls cannot eat on the big table.
Yes. In countryside.
Yeah,
I know.
Not even countryside, just few provinces.
Even in the city, really?
Yeah, if they are follow the old
tradition.
Yeah.
Traditions. What do you think people can do from the government side? What do you think the government can do to improve the situation?
Do not pretend to care about women. Like elongated the pregnancy leave. If you elongated that, then all the companies and institutes, they don't want girls more, because they know they need to pay the leave. I think that you say is care of women, but actually you don't think it's longer. How well it affects the woman who is out of job now?
Okay, what you mean is that do real things for women, right?
Yeah,
one is the slogan that, we men and women are equal. But at the same time, even government organizations want to men more than women as their sort of employees, right?
Yeah, and also anything related to women is the responsibility of the women's organization.
Yeah, Women's even, Federation.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Women's Federation. But you do have other administrators for this specific problem. It's not their responsibility. Like to list it, the hygiene product is not the Women's Federation's job.
Actually, it's every department's job. Health ministry, the finance ministry. Every public or government organization should be responsible to address problems that women are facing, not just to belong to the Women's Federation, right?
Yeah.
That's your point.
Yeah.
And from the business-wise, do you think we can make a difference? Like companies, institutions and companies, what can they do?
I think for them, their situation is quite awkward, because they have the rules and the laws they have to follow. And on the other side, like if they have to pay more for the marital leave, then I understand them why they don't want to hire women, right? If they need to pay much more. But on the other hand, I also want them to understand if an interviewer come to your company, say, I don't want kids for next 10 years or at least next 5 years, leave them. If they say that, I won't have it, then don't take it as an excuse to say, because you don't have kids, then I don't want you, because you want me to pay your marital leave.
You mean the company should trust women when they say that they are not going to have kids and can serve the company well?
Yeah.
Instead of just, turn them away and not believing them, what they say. But a lot of women are choosing not to have kids because of that reason, because the employment opportunities is stopping them to become mothers.
Yeah. Because you have to do much more to become mother. You have much more responsibility. You have to do a job and take care of the baby. It's a lot of job, especially when the father don't know how to do that, but they forget as a new mother, we don't know, or they don't know how to do it either.
Have you had clear ideas about are you going to be a mother or not in the future?
I'm not sure, actually.
You have never thought about it yet?
I have thought about it, but I do not have a clear mind.
So you're yet to make a decision, right?
Yes.
Okay, the individuals. Mm-hmm. What can individual men and individual women do to improve the situation, to try to narrow the gap between men and women, to make men and women more equal?
For women, I just want to say, for every girl, just be confident. You are good. And for men, just start listening. Stop thinking you are the best in the world. I think every single man, they think they are the best person in this world. But every girl will think, I'm not good enough. Any single second we are thinking about, I'm not good enough. But okay, if they can mix a little bit, this will be a perfect world. But yeah, so the thing we want to do is just mix this a little bit. The girl to be more confident, and the boys start to care a little bit about the surrounding people.
Okay, narrow these two.
Because all other individuals, we are the same species, and we are all the same. So if everyone can know more each other, we are achieving that ideal world one step.
Okay, the last question. You love football, I know.
Right? Yes.
If you are in one of the football team in a squad, which position you're going to take or play?
I don't want to be in the squad. I want to be the boss.
You want to be the boss?
Yeah.
Why?
The owner of the football team. Then I can do whatever I want. I don't need to listen to anyone.
Are you this ambitious in real life? I mean, you know, in study and in the future, you're going to do the management. You'd rather manage other people rather than being managed by others.
Yeah, I hate managing, but if comparing managing others or be managed, I prefer managing others.
Apart from her volunteer work, Lady also imparts knowledge about menstrual hygiene to teenage girls using cartoon pictures. And she plans to do more science education online that is aimed at young people. Through her work, Lady hopes that men and women can better understand each other and can see their needs as equally important. And that's the end of our show. I'm Man Ling. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit chinaplus.cr.cn and look for Encounters, where you will find other episodes of the show, along with Man Ling's journals about our interviews.